This is the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. This week, Monocle's Hong Kong Bureau Chief James Chambers on the Communist Beach Party.
Shut down the computer, turn on the out of office and head to the seaside. It's that time of year when politicians in the Northern Hemisphere take a break from the cut and thrust of Westminster and Washington and whisk their long-suffering families on a much-needed summer holiday to Cornwall or Cape Cod. It is no different in China, but for the leaders of the Communist Party, past and present, the destination of choice is a coastal beach resort called Bei Dai He in the northeastern province of Hebei. Every August, the inner circle decamp from the leadership compound near the Forbidden City in Beijing, otherwise known as Zhongnanhai, and move to a woody coastal compound full of two-story villas about 300 kilometers to the east of Beijing. In a long-standing tradition that dates back to the early 1950s under Chairman Mao, the itinerary for the Communist Party's summer soiree is said to be a heady mix of communal bonding, political maneuvering, and setting the future policy direction of China's one-party state. The actual start of the summer migration is never officially announced, but all of a sudden, Chinese state TV stops listing the itineraries of the top leaders, and the beachside resort goes into lockdown. Historically, this is meant to be a working holiday. The closed-door meetings take place away from the cameras, and the secrecy of the annual gathering means it's impossible to know exactly what is discussed each year. But in more recent times, the political importance of Bei Dai He is said to have diminished. First under former President Hu Jintao, and now under current President Xi Jinping. Since taking power, Xi has been moving towards a more Mao-style model of one-man rule, rather than the collective leadership that has served China since the chairman's death. And gone are the days when retired Communist Party grandees could quite happily influence government policy long after they had stepped down. That being the case, the interest and the intrigue is likely to peak again this year as everyone in China has one eye firmly fixed on the 19th Congress of the Communist Party that will be taking place in Beijing later in the year. The last Congress happened in 2012, when Xi was appointed leader. So this will be his first chance as president to reshuffle the top brass and put his backers and his most trusted lieutenants in key positions in the Politburo. Whether or not Bei Dai He is still a working summer office by the ocean, or if it has now become a more conventional seaside holiday resort for frazzled Chinese politicians, one man who won't be packing his briefcase or his bucket and spade is Sun Zhengkai. The former leader of the inland megacity of Chongqing was taken into custody by authorities while on a trip to Beijing in early July, and he has since been placed under investigation for a possible breach of party discipline. The 53-year-old rising star and member of the Politburo had been tipped to become one of the seven members of the all-powerful standing committee at the upcoming Congress. But instead, he's now going to be spending his summer in stripy pajamas rather than snazzy swim shorts. With politicians away from their desks, August is meant to be silly season for news. But few in China will be surprised to learn of President Xi trampling on a few more sandcastles over the summer before he heads back to Beijing to consolidate his grip on power.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to James Chambers in Hong Kong. The Foreign Desk will be back on Saturday. Make sure you subscribe to get every new episode. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.